It's Sunday night. Cooking and catching up with their oldest son through FaceTime was on this Cape Coral couple's agenda.
All of a sudden, we heard the siren.
Until the safety measure was turned against them, someone was using it to peer into the Browns' private life.
What's going on, my main man, Shaq? It's your boy, Chance on Nold. Welcome to the Noldcast. What's going on?
The hacker starts talking directly to the husband and wife about their son.
Wait, so did your child come out black or, like, kind of like light-skinned? I don't know.
What?
Nothing.
Who never appears on this three-minute recording. But Josephine Brown believes the person manipulating their camera was watching for longer than he made known.
But they've been watching us. Because that's the only way you know I had a son and the only way you know what he looks like.
The hacker focuses only on making racial comments.
Is your kid a baboon, like the monkey?
Spewing from their security camera over and over again.
Wait, does your child look like an Oreo?
It's very hurtful because, I mean, my son is biracial and the comments he made was really hurtful.
Fed up with the hateful invasion of privacy.
Can you bring like a web browser up on your phone and then type in the website that I tell you?
Your dog.
The camera batteries are ripped out.
Hey! Go to Nold.
The Browns called Ring immediately. The company did not respond to my requests, but did tell the family, quote, the email address and password of one of your external accounts was exposed in a data breach. Ring believes someone used that information to gain access into their account. Josephine says she is constantly changing the Wi-Fi password and believes the company needs to step up.
Fixing it, put more security stuff on there, do more updates on the cameras, making sure everything, you know, runs the way it's supposed to, but I don't know.